The 19th day of the blessed month of Hathor, the consecration of the Church of Saints Sergius and Bacchus. The Church celebrates on this day the commemoration of the consecration of the first church that was built on the name of the two martyrs, Saint Sergius and Saint Bacchus, in the city of Rusafa in Syria. These two saints were high-ranking officers advanced in the Roman army of Emperor Maximianus Caesar. They believed in the Lord Christ, and so the emperor had them seized and stripped them from their military ranks. Then he sent them to Antiochus, king of Syria, to torture them, and if they did not forsake their faith, to execute them. Antiochus killed Saint Bacchus and threw his body into the river. Some of the ascetics that lived on the bank of the river picked up the body, and as of Saint Sergius, he was beheaded in the city of Rusafa. The Christians gathered the bodies together and built a great church for them in Rusafa. 15 bishops and a large number of people gathered on this day to consecrate the church. Scented oil flowed forth from the bodies of the two saints that healed the sick. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 316 AD, Saint Abibas was martyred during the reign of Emperor Licinius Caesar. When the emperor heard that Saint Abibas had become Christian, he ordered to seize Abibas, but the saint came forward by his own free will. And when the emperor saw his steadfastness in the Christian faith, he ordered that Abibas be tied to a tree and to tear his body with an iron comb. Finally, the emperor ordered that Abibas be tied to a cross, and a fire was lit under it. His body was burned, and so Abibas received the crown of martyrdom. May the prayers of Saint Abibas be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the church commemorates the preaching of Saint Bartholomew, one of the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ. While the Bible does not mention much about him, we learn more about Saint Bartholomew from the history of the church. It is said that he and Saint Peter preached in the oasis of El Karga, and while there, Saint Bartholomew worked in the vineyard of a rich man. Whenever the saint would trim the branch of the grapevine, it would immediately bear fruit. Later, when Saint Bartholomew learned of the death of the governor's son, the apostle raised the boy up from the dead. This, of course, led the people to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the God who could perform such a miracle. Saint Bartholomew then went with Saint Andrew, another of the 12 disciples, to the land of the Berbers, which was present-day Libya. There, after many struggles with the people's hostility towards them, the two apostles were finally able to open the hearts of the people and lead them to believe in Jesus Christ. Saint Bartholomew is thought by some scholars to be the Nathanael that is mentioned in the New Testament as being a follower of Jesus. While there is much uncertainty about the life of Saint Bartholomew, we know that he was chosen by Jesus Christ for the highest of honors, to be one of the 12 disciples, and that he followed his master's command and went out into the world and preached about the path of God. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.